The Rift, 1692. Produced by Christopher Tarn. Episode 17, The Trial.
Yep. Yeah. Discovering Grigoria was a bonus. I half expected it when it became apparent where the rift was, but, well, me? The messenger bringing the news to the father of the line? Yeah, suck my dick. Well, it had to be someone. How's it going there? Interesting. Okay, well, keep your eyes open for anyone and anything. Yeah, Grigoriev is safely situated in a hotel waiting for a new security detail. I'll be back as soon as. You'll be safe. Yeah.
Oh, it's so good to get out of those shackles. Wrists and ankles won't need to work out for months. That is, providing you can convince the court I'm not a witch.
Yeah, well, I pointed out that it was unfair to expect you to look as though you were already condemned.
I kind of am. That's how they see it, that I confessed to Elizabeth Proctor, remember? I just know that Dodd's behind the whole thing.
Sure.
Robert?
It's all good.
Look at me. What is your strategy?
I'm going to talk about your qualities. Make them see you as a person, not a witch.
And
what?
What else? What's your rabbit in the hat? Your ace in the hole? Your slam dunk get out of jail free card?
It's 1692, Jax. I was part of the Cambridge debating team. I was on University Challenge. I've got this.
Oh, my good God. You're going up against Increase Mather? I warned you. Words, language, understanding the cut and thrust of theology related to devilry, that's his bread and butter. Please, just burn me now. Tie me to the stake and set me on fire.
They don't burn witches, Jax. That's a fallacy.
I know, for fuck's sake. I was being sarcastic.
You've got to have faith.
Did you just quote George Michael and me? Seriously, Robert, if I'd known you were going in there totally unprepared, I'd have...
I'm not unprepared. Well, not totally. Look, we have Cotton, remember?
Please, let him argue the whole thing. Please.
I need to round up a few witnesses. He can start off and I will...
End it. Say no more.
Come on. I promise you. Freedom.
There you go again.
What?
I'm in a cell waiting to be tried at the court of Oya and Termina. Prosecuted by Increase Mather and assailed by George Bloody Michael Titles. Stop it.
I didn't know. I'm sorry, okay? All right, look, I'm out of here. I'll try to get back before Mather's...
You'd better, or I swear I will haunt you.
I'll be back. I will not let the sun go down.
Get out!
Listen up, everybody. Harry Fitzgerald... Little birdie tells me that he is on the verge of picking up his skirts and flashing his ankles.
What the fuck does that even mean, Lorna?
I think he's trying to say he's about to have it away on his toes.
Why the hell can't he just say that, then?
Governor.
What is it, Barrett? I have heap of work on my desk and I...
Fitzgerald's Belarusian.
Nadia.
Yeah, that's her. We're monitoring her credit card. Just got a hit on trail finders.
Okay. And?
Yeah, look. Ticket to Dubai for the weekend.
Is there a passenger log?
Let me pull that up. That was my dog, by the way.
Very...
Stank the fucking car out.
Helpful. Very.
Hassan, not a dog person, then.
Ma'am, this here?
Our old Fitzpatrick. Do we have a passport?
No, he isn't confirmed. It's on hold.
Bit too obvious?
Well, if he's in a rush, it might make his passport easier to doctor.
Okay, Barrett. Dig up what you can on this Fitzpatrick. Question.
Gov.
I'm having to stick my nose against the screen for that font. I thought you were...
Blind as a fucking bat.
Visually challenged is what he means.
On my week off, I had my eyes lasered. It's almost 2020, no?
Oh, good to know. I'll have to think about that myself at this rate. Anything you find on my desk pronto. Lortner, with me.
I am in complete agreement with Increase. The very notion of allowing this man to stand and waste the court's time when his child has already confessed...
He confessed under duress, sir.
A witch is a witch is a witch, sir.
I agree to Captain Alexander's plea, not because I expect it to be successful, Cotton, rather to protect your reputation. Sadly, I feel you are engaged on a fool's errand. I would that you withdraw and leave the captain to argue the case himself. The jury of peers will surely understand the law. An honest soul needs no argument. Their virtue is a given.
Then perhaps it is the law itself that needs examining, Sir John.
I grant you a measure of indulgence, Cotton, but my bounty is not limitless. Bear this in mind.
I struggle to do so, sir, when so many citizens are plucked from the street for no reason, confined, separated from their loved ones, at odds with their neighbour for fear of being accused themselves.
Hold your tongue, man. Save it to argue against your father. You will need all of...
Where is Mistress Dodd? I have asked at her lodgings, but none have seen her this past day or so.
Corwin?
No, although I cannot pretend her absence saddens me.
Would you have the watch keep an eye out for her, Sir John?
Well, I hardly think
she
that we...
She may, after all, have fallen foul of that which plagues this town.
Very well.
I wish to see the demon.
No one is allowed to go into the cell without the express permission
have
of...
Have you visited me in my dreams? It is hard to tell these days. There are so many
me?
That...
No, never. I am a God-fearing man. I am...
It's strange. You do look familiar. Perhaps I ought to...
There you go, Anne. You just stay away from his hands. He's chained, but I wouldn't trust him as far... Well, you shout when you are done.
Ah, you've got some nerve coming in here.
They are to start the trial for your friend, Jax.
Her name is Jax... Hang on. Why not Hex now?
I believe her to be innocent.
She is. We all are.
All? I am uncertain... I came to beg you to spare me.
From what?
Your eyes in my mind. From that first day in the square. You bring the visions. You bring the beast. When I stood before you, I saw into that space. Not like the others. When they come at night, and when they command, I sign their book.
But no one comes in the night, do they? You have nightmares. You've got night terrors. You tell yourself what you're going to see, and then you see it. It's an active imagination, that's all.
No. 'Tis not so. I know what I see.
How do you know Jax is innocent?
Because Mistress Dodd...
Go on.
Because Mistress Dodd told me to say she was not so.
Oh, what a surprise.
But I did not see Goody Jax in my rafters. I only see the townspeople.
And me, yeah?
Not you.
Then why are you so convinced that... Anne, hang on, that day in the square...
When you are by me, I see the pit... I see the flames.
Step closer.
I fear to.
Look, I'm chained. Step as close as you did in the square. That's it. A little closer. There, there. What do you see?
Nothing. I see nothing.
You sense anything?
No. No, sir. I do not.
Oh, fuck. You found it, didn't you?
Any luck?
Sadly not. Well, I've used the AI programs and they keep coming back with the Pleiades star system and the Subaru car logo.
Okay, well, what's wrong with that?
In Japan, the name for that system is Subaru. It's why their logo is stars on a background.
I can't see why Swift would feel a need to hide that. Or a star system anyway.
The Seven Sisters. Looks like the Little Dipper. Sailors used it over the centuries to navigate.
Right, but even if he wanted us to navigate somewhere without a starting point, we're fumbling in the dark.
More pertinently, why would he hide it, period? If there's no key to work out what it relates to, then he could have given it to you without hiding it. It makes no sense. Unless...
Unless...
Well, unless he's hiding it from someone?
Someone I know.
Might I suggest that you say nothing more in here... Nor to me, generally.
Oh, hang on. Hang on. You're scared.
It's not exactly a matter
That's
of being...
That's it, isn't it? You're scared. Career or physically. I've broken the law by deleting a file you worried about guilt by association. Swift's vanished somewhere between here and Chad. You had a lucky escape from Flynn in the car. You think, yeah, yeah, that's it. I get it. You've lost your bottle.
Man, that's unfair.
Off your trot, Lorna. Get on with the Fitzgerald case. One Belarusian tart and a scrawny red-haired muppet to worry about. You should be perfectly safe.
I think you're being unreasonable. I put myself in harm's way.
Don't let that door smack your arse on the way out. You might have to report it for assault.
As you wish, ma'am.
Back to square fucking one. Well, I work better on me Todd anyway.
How did it start, Em? Tell me.
I am so tired, sir. So frightened. I was in the meadow, near where I first saw Mistress Jax. The plough had been working the field, and all had finished for the day. I was about to take my basket and go home when I saw something glinting. When I looked closer, it was metal. But it was not silver or gold or steel. One moment it was dull, like a musket ball, and the next it glowed bright as a star.
How big?
As long as a dagger, sir.
Go on.
I reached to pick it up, and there was a crackle in the air, like the noise of fire in the hearth. I should have left it there and then, but I did not. I picked it up and I saw the sky change colour. I saw people dressed strangely, men and women alike, their hair short. I saw men in uniforms, but not like any I know. I saw armour and strange metal carts moving with no horses. I put it in my basket and fled.
You showed your friends too, didn't you?
Yes, sir. I told Betty and Abigail. I made them swear on the metal never to say what it was. We all saw the people in our minds, sir. But then, Betty laughed and said one was like Giles Corey. And then we began to say that each looked like one of our town. But they did not, sir. They did not. And when I would not share the metal again for fear, the others began to say that they had been visited in the night, that the town was full of witches. I did not wish to hurt anyone, but it became harder and harder to tell the truth.
And Dodd used that. Of course she did. Where is it now?
'Tis in the pond. I threw it to the pond. Is it what Mistress Dodd speaks of as a fragment?
Yeah. Yeah, it is, Anne. You have got to get me out of here. It is more important than you can possibly imagine.
Ah, yeah. Got a question for you.
Amazon voucher.
You what?
Oh, she's too old for toys. Let her decide for herself.
What are you talking about?
Oh, hang on. You forgot.
Oh, fuck. Lottie's birthday. I'm so sorry.
You want me to sort it? Again?
I'm snowed under.
She's your niece. She hangs on your every word. Even wants to join the police herself when she's old enough.
I know. I'll call her. But, yeah, a voucher would be good.
And you're not getting up this next weekend either, are you, Karen?
Like I said, things...
Never mind. What's the question?
Look, don't be funny with me. I'm trying to do
question.
It's like one of them locked room things you like.
Okay.
So you've got a small garden. You know that something's there. You've searched high and low, nothing. But your clue leads you to that specific garden.
Use the W's.
The what?
W's. The what, where, when, why. The who?
Swift.
The what you don't know. The where, this garden. The when.
That's it.
It is.
Oh, my God, I love you. I love you. I'll call you tomorrow.
Karen? Karen?
Work out when, and the why will follow.
Silence. Silence. This court convenes with His Honour, William Stoughton, presiding.
My thanks, Master Miller. Good day. For the record, I will allow no dissent and no interruptions in my courtroom. Any doing so will be taken to the cells and dealt with subsequently. Now, we find ourselves in a peculiar position in this particular case, but as permission has been given for the esteemed Captain Alexander to speak for his daughter, held here as a confessed, which I am intrigued to say the least to hear his argument. We are also to witness Cotton Mather speaking in opposition to Increase Mather, the renowned scholar and theologian, the pup it seems, wishes to bare its teeth. We have a number of cases to hear, so might I ask you, Captain Alexander, to step forward and enlighten us with your reasoning for the release of the confessed witch, Hex Alexander.
Sir, my thanks for your graciousness in obeying the Hawthorne directive that I be allowed...
Obeying? Be aware, sir. There is no obeying from this bench. My authority supersedes that of John Hawthorne. I allow. I do not obey. Continue.
Way to go, Robert. Great start.
My apologies. Your Honour. So, anyway, yes. Where's the nose I'm looking for?
Oh, good God.
Oh, yeah, here it is. Sorry. So, Jax here.
Hex. The warrant states her name as Hex.
I'm her father. I'm pretty sure I know the name she was baptised under.
Are you questioning my authority, Captain Alexander?
No. Just say no.
No.
No what?
No, Your Honour.
Your Honour, may I? As I'm sure you will understand, as a pious and caring man, a father seeing a room full of unfamiliar faces and a potential sentence against his daughter is bound to struggle. That struggle coming from a place of deep love and a protective urge experienced by all with a child.
You speak admirably, Cotton.
Thank you, Cotton. Thank you.
If I may continue, Captain.
Be my guest.
It is our intention to demonstrate that the accused, standing here today, is the victim of misunderstanding, manipulation, and ultimately malfeasance on the part of a woman who, having planted the seeds of doubt against Mistress Alexander, has subsequently absconded from the town. And as such, her motives for driving the narrative against a young woman, lost in a storm one night, alighting in a town in the midst of a rampant spiritual battle, cannot be explained.
Is that so, Master Mather? I'm here, and ready to bear witness.
Written and performed by James Gaddis. Also featuring Louisa Bedell, Susie Stanley, and Earl Warwick.